we acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. Today is the Spirit of Truth, the one who dwells with us, in us, and abides with us in the atmosphere. Today, Holy Spirit, we thank you as you lead us up the steps of Zion to stand before the great pillars upon the right and the left, the entrance to the temple of God, the entrance, the living pillar of glory. Jesus, the Son of God, let us draw near today. We draw near, Lord, as you draw near to us, we draw near to you, and you invite us in. We step through the veil today. We pass through the heavens today. We follow you, Lord. We follow you. Today we surrender our will to follow you, to stand upon the carpet of red, to stand upon the new and the living way, consecrated by the veil of your flesh, Lord. We're washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus, having access today by faith into this grace wherein we stand. As we approach your throne with boldness, with confidence, to stand before you, Lord, at the throne, to surrender the flesh, to surrender the soul, to surrender the emotions, the fallen capacities of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and heart, the quest for earthly knowledge, Lord, we surrender it today. We surrender the old order, the old way of counsel, the old way, the limitations. We take them off today. We surrender. We surrender them all to you, Lord. You're our great high priest, and you lead us today down into the Jordan. As the waters are rising, we see ourselves walking into the deep. The waters rising above the ankles, above the knees, and above the loins. Waters that have gone over the heart, now over the head. We descend with you into the deep, Lord. This is the place where you're our high priest. You ever liveth to make intercession for us, to go deeper, to lay the things down at your feet. As you separate today the winnowing fork in your hand, separating the wheat from the chaff, the two-edged sword, separating spirit, soul, and body. Today you separate the spirit from the flesh, the soul from the spirit. You separate it, Lord. You divide it out. Light from dark, wheat from chaff, old wineskin from new wineskin. Today, Lord, we thank you that we have this place in you to let go. We let go, Lord. We surrender all of the effects of the law of sin and death that it's had on our soul, on our emotions. You separate today the light from the darkness. You separate as the axe is laid at the root of the law of sin and death, Lord. Completely severed. Today, Lord, we thank you that you've crucified our flesh. You've buried us in baptism, planted together in the likeness of your death. The old man is crucified. We lay him down like a weighted overcoat, like a weighted chain of mail. We take it off and we let it fall into the grave, into the watery grave, Lord. We thank you that today all things are naked and open before you, Lord, judging the very thoughts and intents of our heart. As we surrender the eye of our heart today for circumcision from the Egyptian system, from the fallen world system, you circumcise the eye of our heart. You roll it back all the way to Egypt, all the way back to Adam, Lord. We are now separated and severed and removed as far as the east is from the west. As today, Lord, we stand over this old man. We stand over the chest. You shut and seal it with the blood of Jesus. And we send it down into the Dead Sea, never to rise again a second time. You made an utter end of this affliction, Lord. And today we are free as we ascend up with you into the grace, into the throne, to the waterfalls cascading over us, washing us, cleansing us. We are clean today through the spoken word. We are washed by the water of your word. As you purify our hearts, you purify our minds, washing the residue of the old man away, clean, holy, and without reproach. Today, Lord, as we walk into the courts of heaven, you present us to the Father today, faultless. You robe us with the change of raiment. You robe us with the robe of righteousness coming around us. New man, clothed in the new. Today we are holy and unblameable before you in love. As we are presented faultless, we're faultless, Lord, white as snow, washed white as snow.
So today, Lord, we put on this glorious new robe as we step out from the old to be found in you now, to be found in your grace, to be found in your glorious standing, to be found in your glorious righteousness, a perfected righteousness, a perfected standing. As we step in, as you open the train of your robe to us, and we step into the glory, just like the prodigal came out, you gave the best robe. Today, we come out from the Jordan and receive the best robe, the glorious robe of white, white as snow, gloriously white as snow, as you set the clean turban upon our head, as you crown us with a crown of righteousness, as we stand now holy and without blame before you in love, holy and unblameable and unreprovable in your sight. Today we step into the courts, the heavenly courts. We step into the courtrooms. Today we are clothed. Today we are found in you, not having our own righteousness. Today we're found in your grace. And today as we walk into the courts of the Lord, we say justified. We say abundantly pardoned by the blood of the everlasting covenant. We say that we are justified. Walk into the courts. I am justified by faith. I am justified by the grace of God. I am justified by the blood of Jesus. My life is justified before the throne of God, abundantly pardoned. There is therefore now no condemnation, no condemning sentence. The condemnation of man, self-condemnation, and the condemnation that comes from the evil one has all been quenched, has all been cleansed, has all been severed, separated. It has all been justified by the blood of Jesus. Pardoned all iniquity, pardoned all condemnation has been loosed. There is no condemnation, no condemning sentences, no accusation that can stand against us. Today, we turn our back to the glory. There is no accusation that can be assigned or arrayed against us. No fiery dart, no sword, no spear can stand against us. You are the glory of our rear guard. You are the glory of our front guard, as we now wear the breastplate of righteousness, as we are now clothed and we stand before our book today, white as snow. The pages are white. All trespass has been forgiven. All trespass has been separated. Today, I am, we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Today, I am, we are forever perfected in righteousness. Our sin and the iniquity, not only have you separated it, You wash it from the remembrance. You will remember no more. It's remembered no more. Our fault, our failures are remembered no more. Our shortcomings, remembered no more. Today, we wear and put on Christ as we ascend now. We walk into the garden of the lily, the glorious garden where you stand so resolute, so perfectly still. Not even Solomon in all of his glory could be arrayed like you. The Father's expression of grace, the perfected grace, tender, still, quiet, full of rest, tranquility, serenity, perfectly harmonized to the kingdom of God. Today, we step into union with you as you slowly turn. We give the eye of our heart to be interwoven into your perfected grace. See the lily being interwoven into your heart, as I am in you and you are in me. The divine interweaving of grace, peace, stillness, quietness, all anxiety fading, all internal and external works, toil and labors lifting, all heaviness subsiding, all worry dissipating, anxiety dissipating, stillness, peace. I want you to all lay down now in the garden. Just lay down like you're on a blanket made of lilies, a glory. Just let go. Like you're rolling up in that blanket, like a cocoon. Like you're in a sleeping bag, a cocoon. Let go. Let go of toil. Today, yesterday, tomorrow. Let go. We surrender today. Perfect surrender. As you harmonize to grace, to peace, to quietness, to stillness. Perfect peace. Perfected rest. Some of you will feel that peace moving into your soul, moving in your emotions. Are now interfacing in peace, rest, quietness, stillness. He that entereth into your rest ceases from his own toil, labors, and burdens. We stand up. And we receive the effervescent robe made of the pure lilies. We receive the yoke of your rest. We walk in it all the day long. We receive, as wisdom giveth unto our head, the ornament of grace and the crown of glory. The mind, the thoughts, you keep our mind and our thoughts now in perfect peace as we're stayed and harmonized upon you. Today, as you prepare us all and gather us in the wings of a great eagle, today you lift us into the throne room of the Father of Lights, into the glorious room that you have prepared for us, into the glorious place you have prepared for us. We all come in now, Father. Every good gift and every perfect gift is emanating from you today. Father of lights, our Father, which are here in this heavenly room, we have come through the door, and now we stand in the room of union. We have kept the words of union, the words that separate us unto you. Full reconciliation today as we enter into the domain of love, the domain of dunamis creative power, the domain of your loving kindnesses and tender mercies, power, love, and of a sound mind. We stand in the midst of dunamis. We stand in the midst of love. We stand in the midst of soundness as you clothe us now in soundness, as you clothe us now in confidence, as you hold us and clothe us in assurance, as you hold us and clothe us in your glorious grace, as you hold us and clothe us today in your tender mercies and loving kindnesses and the security of being embraced, of being loved, of being held as a little child. You hold us, you surround me, you encompass me. I'm safe. We're all so very safe. Your exceeding shield is now surrounding us. Your light is emanating as we have been translated out of the darkness into your marvelous light, is now circling around us, encompassing us with a marvelous light, moving through us. The Father of lights, the glorious grace, your love, your light, your fullness is now emanating. As Father, you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The eye of our heart is being flooded with light, love, compassion, tenderness. As you hold us, embracing us, power, love, and a sound mind coming out from thee. I receive power. I receive your love. I receive the soundness. I receive the dunamis creative power. Grant us all the dunamis. The dunamis creative power, that Christ may stand up and dwell in us today. As you have life in yourself, Father, you have given Christ to be the tree of life. And today we stand in the midst of the tree of life and receive all the pleasant fruit. Joy and pleasure, wisdom and discernment, life and light emanating, glory and grace emanating, freedom and liberty emanating, strength, dunamis strength and Kratos might emanating, grace emanating as the leaves of the tree, the medicine of the nation overlay with a frosted white glory.
Today we stand in the midst of the leaves as they surround our body. As the tree of life encompasses our natural body, I present our bodies raised from the dead, legally a purchased possession. Glorify God in your body, which is of God, the temple of the living God. This temple, this purchased possession, is the law of sin and death has been cut off. The axe was laid at the root in the Jordan. I present our bodies now to be quickened, to be flooded with light, flooded with life, flooded with resurrection life, quickening of the body as the leaves and the medicine of the nation now do cover our, as the medicine's clothing and pouring down upon our countenance. You reneweth our youth like the eagle. The dew of youth is upon us, flowing through the spinal column, divinely adjusting disc, ligaments, vertebrae, muscle, all coming. Whoa, somebody just got healed right there. I felt the flow right down the middle of your back. Something, you just got loosed. Woo. Flowing into the chest cavities, the respiratory system, the immune system. No plague comes to nigh the dwelling of this body. It's now in a state of protection as the leaves cover the body with healing virtue. Every month, new leaves, new medicine, brand new medicine, the medicine flowing into the central nervous system, into the immune, flooding our immune system. We are not subject to disease or plague. Our bodies belong to the Most High God. All of it's been cut off. The law of sin and death, you have no authority to function, to age. You have no authority to administer sickness or disease in this body. Father, I present it into your glory to be kept, to be renewed. As you reneweth our youth like the eagle, I entrust my body's health to you, to this realm where the enemy is cut off. O Father of lights, every good gift, Father of glory, you are he that was and is to come. We stand before you today to make our requests known to you. Today, on that behalf of this house, all that is listening to this prayer, all that will listen in days to come, grant us a double portion of wisdom. That proverbial 31 wisdom, the beautiful, elegant woman of wisdom, the person whose wisdom is far beyond our days, far beyond. She sits at the casement of her own house at a window looking out. She can see all things. Father, grant us an entrance into her house. Grant us the open door. Grant us the encounter. Grant us the experience, the interface. Grant us the flow of counsel. We're ready to walk with wisdom. I know I am. I'm ready to keep her before me all the day long. I'm ready to have her counsels feed me and keep me. I'm ready to become wise and not known as a fool. I'm ready to walk into the high places. And when we walk out in the earth, it'll be pleasant. All her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. I'm ready to walk with her in the earth with a tree of life emanating. I'm ready to walk in happiness in the earth, joy, strength. I'm ready to judge as the great judges could judge matters. I'm ready to walk as a prince and a king. I'm ready. By her, the kings will reign in the earth. By her, the princes will decree justice, and the judgments will come from the judges. I'm ready to walk in durable wealth, durable riches. I'm ready to walk in the fullness of favor. All of these things she's promised to give. I'm ready to walk in wisdom and conflict resolution. I'm ready to handle things with her. I'm ready to have her interface with me every place, interfacing. I'm ready to connect with her words, for the frequency of her words. When we walk out and your glory goes with us in the earth, that we can walk in the counsel of the Most High, that she's there to teach us to walk as kings in the earth. To represent. Father, we're ready to receive the operations of wisdom in the earth. You've given us the wisdom that's from above. We're ready to walk in wisdom in the earth. You've granted all of these things to us. We receive today the glorious operations. We entrust our heart that we begin our journey with wisdom in the earth, the way we're journeying with wisdom in the realms of the heavens. That we are encompassed in wisdom. That we live here in the Spirit with you. Let us walk with you in the earth, representing all the day long. Be in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Staying on the path of life, only she can keep us on that path. It's too slippery. It's too slippery in our own strength, our own wisdom. To keep her words in the frontlets of our eyes, to bind them upon our neck. To interface with wisdom all the day long. We're ready to walk in your glory, Father, and you've sent her as a gift. To help us, to keep us safe, to steer us away from the harlot's domain, to steer us away from the idolatries of the world, to steer us away from the pitfalls, the shortcomings, the traps, that you lead us not into temptation, but you deliver us from the evil that is out there. That wisdom will deliver us from evil all the day long. That we will not sit in here in the glory and go out there and be blindsided. She will go with us. I recognize my deep need for her counsel. I would, Father, that I would have received it earlier in life. Today I surrender my ways. Everyone can be perfect in this realm. It's when we get back to the earth. Thy kingdom come in the earth. She's there to help administrate it. She's there to watch our feet and our steps. To straighten out our steps and to straighten out our path. To straighten out the way we do things. To walk in the high places, to see from the vantage point of the high places, to not be a casualty of war, to not be a casualty of ministry.
Grant all these things and more. A full portion. She built Solomon's kingdom. She built it all. That was such an expression of the glory. We need her, Father. Forgive us for rejecting her counsel. Forgive us for being dull of hearing. Forgive us for not having her set on the frontlets of our eyes. Forgive us for not binding her counsel. Forgive us for not seeing when we needed to see. Forgive us for doing things the ways of man. Forgive us for being spiritual here and carnal there. Forgive us, Father, for the foolishness of our own actions, our own soul. Wash it all away. Let us be wise with the glory realm. Let us walk in the high places of the earth as we walk in the high places with you. She'll keep our feet from stumbling. She'll stand in front always, watching over us, keeping us from things we cannot see. She'll mother us in the earth as a mother would watch over her children. She'll watch over. She'll remove our feet from stumbling. This is what we ask today, Father. This is what we receive today. She'll keep us in her house of righteousness, peace, gentleness, humility, love and mercy, equality and truth. She'll keep us surrounded by her own house. She spread a table before us in the presence of our enemy. She'll invite us to come drink of her wine and eat of her meat and her bread right in the presence of our enemies in the earth. She'll spread a table to keep us satisfied. Grant that table, grant the wine, grant the meat, grant the bread, grant the table. For she'll keep us in the high places and our feet from stumbling in darkness. For the night has now been far spent. When I was on that bridge, I knew I was going over the Jordan. And I knew a new day was coming. And that sun, glory of it, and your glory that came and filled the truck represented the new day. A new day of living, a new day of believing, a new day of interaction, a new day of operation. Old things passed away. Foolishness died that night. Wisdom is here now to lead us into the light of the full day. And not just an ordinary day, but 7 days of glorious light. The light the day of the crown. I see the sun again in its strength. I see the day star rising now. And we follow. You've given us a counselor above all counselors. She made Solomon who he was. She made him from a little boy that did not know how to come in or go out, to the greatest Old Testament king there ever was before his fall. No one like him anywhere. She made him. And she can make us who we need to be. She will teach us how to carry the crown in the earth. The two great powers, power and wealth, will be given again. both can destroy men, and both can cause so much good in the earth. I will not assume that I could walk in such things in my own strength and not fall. I will not assume I can do this without her. I cannot. Too much capacity for foolishness. I ask you to make us wise, to grant the counselor of all counselors out of heaven to walk with us now in the earth, Father. To interface with us and feed us the counsels that keep us in the high places always. I give you the glory today, and I give you the honor. This is the prayer. This is where we have come to. Grant it as you did him, grant it us, for we know not how to come in or go out with this crown that's coming. No one can say they know how to come in or go out, no more than Solomon knew how to come in or go out. Here cometh the glorious person of wisdom. Teach us to walk with her, Father, to honor her instruction and her words, to do, to stay above the world and away from the dangers thereof. To this we give you all the glory today.